Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Am I the butthole? Gonna hit close to home for somebody. Much to the delight of other people. That's right. My prediction.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
This one. Heard this person writes. My girlfriend is an incredibly picky eater. Like I said in the title, she eats like a 10-year-old. In fact, I'll give a short list of things she has refused to eat or try. Unflavored water. Fish.
Unflavored water.
Excluding, so regular water. Like, you know.
Water?
Aquafina or the tap. Fish, excluding fried shrimp that are so fried. Anything
not, yeah,
that has
shrimp.
Bones in them.
Fish.
Wait, anything that has a bone in it?
Yes.
Okay, so she'll eat like chicken fingers, but not chicken wings.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't love stuff with bones in them either.
I do.
She will not eat any cheese other than sharp cheddar, spinach, onions, garlic, pasta without red sauce, eggs. She will not eat spicy food, aioli. She will not eat ketchup, potatoes, unless they're French fries, and then they can't be too thick and must be really fried.
Oh, I love that. Yep, I hear that for sure.
She will not eat pastries with fruit. Wow. Citrus sausage or any quote non-American unquote food.
Wait, is citrus and sausage two separate things?
Oh, it is. Yes, citrus.
Okay, because I'm like, sausage. I'm like, I don't want citrus sausage either.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I'm with her.
Might be interesting to
try.
It
sounds
but
a little weird, but
this compares to me as someone who grew up in multiple different regions of the United States and lived abroad for a few years.
Oh, so
I'm a bit more adventurous when it comes to food.
Okay, great. She's normal. You're a foodie. Whatever.
I don't know if she's normal. Whenever me and my girlfriend go out somewhere nice, she ends up getting the same meals, normally either a burger or chicken tenders and fries.
So,
oh, yeah.
Weird.
That's exactly what you do, free
relatable
beer.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few more options than that, but not many more.
Yeah. A cheeseburger, a hamburger, and chicken fingers. What else?
Steaks, chicken in general.
You have like you ever pasta? Gone bonkers and had like Swiss on a burger?
Sure. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But I'm not going.
He kind of twitched when he said it. Like, sure.
A little bit. Wait a minute.
I'm never
I know American
order it.
Cheddar are in there.
I'm never going to order it, but if it comes on it, I'm not going to go, ew, take it back.
Yeah.
But you're certainly never going to have like a mushroom Swiss burger.
Oh no!
Well,
there's no chance.
I wouldn't either. I mean,
that is
like,
the
I don't like mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
I like Swiss.
Maybe you've had them before.
Not a mushroom.
You've
tried,
but you've
tried
it
mushrooms
to know. That
yeah,
you
I don't really like
them.
Yeah, I don't.
You've
I don't
never
like,
tried a mushroom.
I can tell they're bad.
You've never tried a mushroom in your whole life, here.
I made grilled portobellos once for everyone else, and I tried one of those.
And you didn't care for it. Huh?
Did not care for it.
I do agree that they kind of vaguely taste like steak, but I don't like the texture of a mushroom.
They're pillowy.
Yeah,
that's my problem.
That's what I don't like. So I'm like, well, if I'm going to tell you I have something that tastes like steak, I'll just eat steak.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this person continues. Whenever me and my girlfriend go out somewhere nice, she ends up getting the same meals, usually either a burger or chicken tender and fries. We could be going to an authentic Nepalese restaurant and she'll get French fries and white rice.
Well,
to me, it's embarrassing to go to a restaurant where there is a dress code and for her to order chicken tenders and fries. It especially bothers me since I normally pay and end up paying $15 for chicken tenders that I could get from a freezer section at Walmart for $5.
Not the same, though.
Mm-mm.
No.
Recently in our area, a very nice place opened up and my girlfriend has been dying to go. I took a look at the place and the menu and saw that it looked nice, but the food was pricey. She said she was probably going to go get chicken tenders per usual. I said, what's the point of going? Then if I can toss some tenders in the air fryer with her and not spend a ridiculous amount of money on it.
I mean, that's a valid thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Why was she even looking forward to going to the restaurant?
Yeah.
As a picky eater, if there's a new fancy place where I know I'm only going to like one of those things, I don't have any interest in going there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I would go like if we were going out as a group. But yeah. That's fine.
She just probably wants to go for the social aspect of it, right?
Yes.
Assuming. Like
yes.
Get the Instagram picture and the story and share
exactly
it and show people.
Look
that
at
you
my chicken fingers from this fancy restaurant.
I suppose.
That said, I don't know why it would bother anyone what the other person orders. It's going to cost money and they're going to eat it no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. You're not eating it.
Yeah. If you go to a fancier place where the foods are more expensive, then the burger will be more expensive. I mean, whatever. Like it is. Just deal with it.
So he says, I asked her what the point is of going when I can toss some tenders in the air fryer and save money. She asked why I had an attitude about it, and I told her that I thought it was a waste of time and money to go to a nice place to get her children food. She interpreted this as me calling her a little kid.
Well, yeah, you're being kind of a bunghole about this.
I clarified that I wasn't calling her a child. However, it was kind of childish for her to eat the way she does. I also said that if she's going to order food we can make at home, there's no point in us going anywhere for dinner. This led to an argument about me thinking I'm better than her. Well, that's how I would have taken it.
Yeah, I mean, you do. You're both right, to a degree.
Yeah, I would kind of
feel the same way. This is really easy to make at home. I will try not to order stuff at a restaurant or go specifically to a restaurant if it's mm-hmm. something that's really easy to make at home.
Yeah.
Like there's some stuff that I can make at home, but it's more complicated. I know it's going to mess up my whole kitchen. So
sure.
Go order it.
And sometimes you just don't want to cook. I get that too.
Yeah, sometimes. But like I very rarely at this point order salmon when I go out.
Yeah.
Because I can make that super easy, and I think mm-hmm. it's really good, and steaming broccoli is a breeze. Mm-hmm. So I almost never order that at a restaurant anymore. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Maybe go out a little less.
This person says, I'm a picky eater. This hits close to home. My wife is pregnant, so that may be adding to her frustration, but she sounds like this dude. When we go to a restaurant and I order what I like instead of trying something that's off my radar and rolling the dice that I won't enjoy my meal, she gets disappointed. Why does me picking what I want to eat ruin your meal? It doesn't make sense to me. That's also very relatable.
No, if you're going to agree to go out, then, yeah, giving too big of a crap about what the other mm-hmm. person orders, that seems weird to me, too.
I had an ex that was really bad about, he was not picky, but he was so adventurous, he would order something that he hadn't tried before mm-hmm. or a dish he knew he loved at another restaurant, but this restaurant we were trying did it a little different, so he'd try it, and then he wouldn't like it, mm-hmm. and I would order something, and I'd be sitting there like, damn, this steak is good, or this roast is amazing, or whatever, and I'd see him looking over and being like, oh, man, shouldn't have ordered this, and so then it was like this feeling of, I should share my plate with you.
No.
Or yeah, and nope. So you're so like no, and I like nope. all foods. So if I get it as a picky eater, you would never think of that. But I'm surprised Hot Wings, especially like that, nobody's ever been like, can we just switch? Because throughout that relationship, I kid you not, we switched meals half the time we were going out.
Well, that's pretty awesome that you can just do it. But for me, well, you ordered food you didn't know you'd like. Why would you do that?
I know there was one time when we were on a fancy like trip. And we were, this is going to sound so rich white girl of me. We were in Paris and I had ordered this really, really good meal. It was so amazing. And he's like, I'm going to get the rabbit. And I was like, that sounds terrible. I've had rabbit before. It's really gamey and kind of tough. I don't like it. But we're at a super fancy restaurant in France. Like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, go
yeah,
do
maybe
it.
Maybe it's amazing. Yeah.
And he hated it. And my meal was melting in my mouth. It was so good. And he got to be really pouty about it. And he wasn't fun to be around when he was pouty. So I was like, well, just switch. And I started eating his meal. And I was like, this tastes like dirt. Damn it. I was like, this sucks. I don't like doing this.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
No. But yeah, I just, I'm too nice, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, are having a problem with him saying, I don't like spending $15 on chicken fingers and complaining about what she ordered. Well, if she didn't order chicken fingers, you'd be spending, somebody points out, $50 at least for the steak she ordered after she said, how many days has the steak been aged?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, and then what if she does try something new and she doesn't like it? Are you going to get mad at her for that? Because now you did spend $50 on a steak she doesn't want.
Yeah.
Well, and even if you spend the equivalent amount, I mean, okay, so it's she spends $15 not on chicken fingers, but on a fancy hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
What difference does it make?
Yeah.
$15 is $15. You're either okay going out or you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I can see where you might go, well, let's go out less because we just always get normal stuff anyway. So mm-hmm. maybe we'll just go out once a week instead of twice a week, whatever, but. Yeah, otherwise, like when you go out, who cares what the other person orders? In fact, I know like. When I go out with my girlfriend, a lot of times it's like people will be critical of, you don't order the same thing when you go out, but we do all the time. It's like, I think I'm going to get the French dip. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, get what you like to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what sounds good to you. Like, yeah. So, cause I know there are plenty of couples that are like, you never get that. You always get different things so that you can share it with one another. And I go, but what if I want that and she right. wants that? And then yeah. that's what we get.
And we
then,
want the full serving of it for each other.
You know how we've always right. been happy with our meals?
Yeah.
By ordering what we want.
But yeah. it is great when you're like, man, I'm going between this one and this one. And then your person that you're with says, that's exactly what I was thinking. And it's like, you okay, perfect. Now we can order two different
that
ones.
That is pretty great.
Yeah, it works out well.
That is pretty great. This text, great. Now I'm craving salmon and broccoli.
Oh, man, I had it yesterday. Some lemon pepper, olive oil, baked.
Now, this reminds
me.
So
good.
This whole thing takes me back to that time in Chicago when we were invited out for lunch by a guy that was a pretty big radio agent. And we had someone, and we said to our guy, we said, well, we're not going to go. And he goes, you should go. Always have the conversation.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe he can offer you something I can't.
So at this okay. radio conference, and he says, all right, well, let's go out. I'll take you guys. Let's walk this way. And so we go, and I don't think anything about it. And by the way, we're starving. And so we're in Chicago, not far from where we were last. In fact, same hotel we were for the last time we went. And we go into this hotel, and I'm like, oh, I didn't think we'd go into a hotel. I was hoping for like Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know what I was hoping
Downtown
for.
Downtown IHOP.
But no, I don't know what I was hoping for. But we go in, and not only do we go in, and I look around at the restaurant, and I'm like, this is too nice for me.
Yeah.
Then we go to a round table in a semi-private room.
Yeah, known as the chef's table.
And
it was a French restaurant.
Yeah. So I start looking at the menu, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to order like, hey, I'm not hungry. I'm just going to have some bread and a Diet Coke.
Yeah, this is the kind of a place where everything's a la carte.
Mm-hmm.
About that time, hot wings and Joe go, somebody's not going to eat today.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the whole table was aware. Then the chef was told that I didn't like anything. And he made me the chicken nuggets and put them in a gravy boat. And they only had them because he had brought his kid to work the previous week. And everyone laughed at the dork.
But there has never been a nicer.
It was really bad.
There has never been a nicer presentation of chicken fingers.
It was, and I they mean, had those was, shoestring French fries. They probably went and got them from Steak and Shake.
They put them all in there like on a nice like diagonal angle. And
the
they,
presentation
like,
was beautiful.
Really looked
but
nice.
But humiliating.
That's awesome.
I have never been more embarrassed to be a picky eater. There's barely a second place to that.
But there, that was a tough place forever. And I'm not like a super adventurous eater either. So, I mean, I only got a chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Because I go, well, this is safe. Because everything was weird. But boy, was that funny. No eyes were on me, though.
Having worked in like multiple restaurants from like bar style all the way up to like fine dining, there were times where chefs had to do that, and it was never like this guy. And the experience I had, it was always like, I'm doing something a little special for somebody at table, whatever, because they've got an allergy or they're super picky or whatever.
Yeah, they probably just assumed that there was a 7-year-old there.
No, I guarantee the waiter said, this dude's like 33, by the way. It wasn't so much that, like, I didn't care. I felt bad at the restaurant. Like, it feels insulting. You're at the chef's table going, I don't like anything you do. Do something people like. But what was embarrassing is here we are at this meeting with someone who's
this high roller.
This is a guy that represents like he was representing the who's who. And, I didn't think anything was going to happen. But also, I don't want to go with him going back to the rest of his crew going, I guess it's not going to work out with that child.
Yeah,
that we took to lunch.
In my mind, the chef came out and like sung happy birthday to me.
He did come out though and say, is everything great?
Is everything to your liking, sir?
Everybody else, he was like, yes, this is very good. And then he goes, and your chicken fingers. He didn't say it like that, but in my memory, it's burned
in. That's how
like,
it is now.
He said it with a French accent and a tear going down his cheek.
Yeah.
Delicious. Here's where my spit would have gone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.